So we were in Canto 2 of Bhagavata. And we have covered chapter 1 and chapter 2 of Canto 2. It's a very important portion, and we have already seen that Parikshit has dishonored one rishi. What was the name of that rishi? Name was Samik Rishi. And when his son came and saw that his father was dishonored while he was meditating, what was the name of his son? Sringi. The Sringi cursed that whosoever has done this thing, he will die within 7 days. And when the Parikshit came back to his kingdom, he also realized that I have done something bad. And he was repenting. And he was praying to the Lord, Lord should give me punishment as early as possible, because I have done something wrong. And thereafter the news came that we have been cursed. And according to that curse, he has to die within next 7 days. The chak snake will come and he will bite, he will die. He left his kingdom, Parikshit, went to the bank of Ganges. There all Rishi Muni assembled. Sukhdevji also came. And he asked Sukhdevji, what should be done when a person comes to know that he is going to die within the next 7 days? Then Sukhdevji says, वर्याने सते प्रश्न कृतो लोकित नृप आत्मवित्सम्मत पुंसाम श्रोतव्यादिषु यः परः. इस चैप्टर कैंटो 2 चैप्टर नंबर 1 वर्स नंबर 1. बिरांसी, दिस इज वेरी गुड क्वेश्चन. योर क्वेश्चन इज वेरी गुड. कृतो लोकित नृप, दिस क्वेश्चन विल हेल्प होल वर्ल्ड. लोक, when we go to the Mahatma, what we do? We ask our personal questions. I have got this problem, that problem, that one. But Parikshit asks a question that what a person should do at the time of his death, when he comes to know. Achha, we also know that death is approaching. Is it not so? What are the 6 stages of our life? Tatvabodh. Asti, Viparinamate, Apakshiyate, Vinashyati. So you keep in mind, Asti, when the baby is in the womb, is there. Jayate, born. Then after that, Vardate, increases. Viparinamate, it matures. The maturity period is said as 25 years to 40 years is the maturity period. Viparinamate. Then after that, apakshiyate starts. Strength, then your organs of perception and all that start slowly, the powers start diminishing. Apakshiyate. And the last station is? We all know this thing. This order cannot be changed, cannot be reversed. So each one of us know that it is coming. Your apakshiyate, the 5th station started at the age of 40, or will start at the age of 40. And when the death will come, we don't know. But it will come within 7 days only. What are those days? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There is no 8th day. So each of us will have to die in these 7 days only. Krito Lokitan, why it is Lokitan? Because Parikshit got benefit from the answer of this question. He got liberation. Thereafter, whosoever read this Bhagavatam, they also got liberation, because they followed whatever Sukhdevji has said. And in future also, whosoever follows, they will also get liberated. Lokitan Nripaya. आत्मवित सम्मत पुंसा, आत्मविद सम्मत है पुंसा में, एनी रियलाइज पर्सन, एनी महात्मा विल बी वेरी हैप्पी, ही विल अप्रिशिएट दिस क्वेश्चन, ही विल बी वेरी हैप्पी. वाई वेरी हैप्पी? बिकॉज टू द व्हेन द पीपल कम टू महात्मा, दे डोंट आस्क क्वेश्चन अबाउट आत्मन, द पीपल आस्क ऑल पर्सनल क्वेश्चन, सो दे अप्रिशिएट. And in Vivek Chudamani, Shankaracharya ji says, when the question was asked by the student, the Mahatma said, Dhanyusi, you are dhanya, you are blessed. Why? Why blessed? Because this type of question will not arise in the mind of an ignorant person. It will never arise. If it arises, that means your mind is purified. And people with a purified mind are very few. So he said, Atma vid sammatha punsam srotabhyadishu ya para. Whatever is to be heard, if para, it is superior than that. What is this srotabhya? In the next sloka it is said, srotabhyadini rajendra niram santi sahastrasa apasyat atma tattam grihesu grihamedinam. Srotabhyadini, when you are in the grihastha ashram, what happened? Lot of things you have to hear, worldly things. Whole day we are listening to all worldly things. Srota Bandini Sahastra, there are the thousands of things. Don't you listen to thousands of things? When your children come, when your husband or the spouse come, lot of things, and all are worldly things. Analyze, you will find all are worldly things. Your friend circle, in society, wherever you go, they talk about all this. Srota Vyadini Rajendra Niram Santi, the Manusha, Niram is Manusha. They have got thousands of things they have to listen. Apasyata Atma Tattva, but they are not able to see the Atma. They are so engrossed in the worldly things that they are not able to see the Atma Tattva. Grihesu Grihe Medinam, and they are attached. They are engrossed in the Griha, Griha Medina. And how these people spend their life? Grihasthis. Vedvyachi saw that at that time, and it is still applicable. And it will remain applicable also. Nidraya hriyate naktam vyavayena cha vavayaha. Nidraya. Half of the life is gone in sleeping and sensual enjoyment. And Diva, what happens in the daytime? You have got day and night. The night we sleep. In the daytime, che arthaya rajan kutumb bharne nava. You are earning money. Why? Or kutumb bharne nava, for the raising your family. Is it not so that we are doing the same thing? Is that bad? No. But it's a lopsided development. You have not balanced your life. Whole day is going in your earning money, that's all. You have got no time to think about the Lord. Where is he engaged? Shankara Vedvyasji say, Deha. First is the body, attention goes to the body. I need this thing for my body. Then apatya, apatya means children, son. Kalatra, kalatra means wife. That means wife is thinking about the spouse, I mean husband, husband is thinking about the wife. And both of them are thinking about the children. And both of them are thinking about their body also. And not that Adi, he said, these are 1, 2, 3 I have said. There are many things. Adisu. Why? What is there anything wrong? Well, no, there is nothing wrong. But they are worrying about the perishing thing. All three are perishing. My body is also perishing. Apatya, they are also not permanent. Husband, wife, those are also not permanent. But they are putting in all their time in this. Tesam pramatta, they are fully engrossed in that. Fully engrossed in that. Nidhanam pasyanapina pasyati. Death is approaching, but we are not able to see. We just now talked that we all know that the apachiyate, after apachiyate, vinashyati is coming, death is coming. But we are so much engrossed in the worldly things, in deha, body, apatya, children. Analyze yourself, see your family, how much you are engrossed in this. Apatya, then spouse, adi. Adi means house, other being, person, all relatives related to this body. Nidhanam pasyan, they know nidhan, death is coming. Na pasyati, but they are not seeing. Acha batao, sara din mein kabhi ek bar khyal aata hai, mrityu aa rahi hai. Have you ever thought that?
I
So what should be done? Tasmat, therefore, the conclusion. The whenever the word tasmat comes, that means it is the nigaman, is the conclusion. Sukhdev ji is giving the conclusion. What is that? Tasmat Bharat Sarvatma Bhagwan Ishwaro Hari Srotabhya Kriti Tabhya Smartabhya Se Ichchatabhyam. Ichchatabhyam. Those who want that abhay. What is that abhay?
Non-duality.
That is Brahman or Atman. If you want to know Brahman or Atman, Ichchata Abhyam, then only, not otherwise. If you don't want Brahman and Atman, then you don't have to all these. Nothing is required.
I have a question. So, this is from
Gnanmarg
perspective, right? So, from Bhakti Marg perspective, people want to be like Hanumanji or, you know, like Radhaji. You always want Bhakti. They don't want moksha. They want to be always associated with
right.
God. So, that is also...
Yeah, that's good. Lord in Bhagavad Gita has said, those who are in the Bhakti Marg, they are also trying to come to me. But there are also stages. What are those stages? One is the Salokya. First, Bhakta wants to go to the Loka of that Lord. Salokya. Then he wants to go to Samipya. I have reached in the Vrindavan now. That is the Loka of Lord Krishna, Vrindavan. Now I want to go to Samipya. I want to go close to the temple. After Samipya, you want to Sarupya. If you go to the Dwarka, you will find all the Pandas wearing the same dress like the Lord there is. Sarupya. They look like that. Sarupya. And then the fourth stage is Sayujya. They want to merge in that. They have got four stages there. Sayujya. Ultimately, Bhakta also will. But there are many bhakta, they have got the vasana, no, I want to serve. Let there be duality. I want to serve the Lord. I want nothing else. But in Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said, Dadami Buddhi Yogam. It is the duty, it is the responsibility of the Lord to give you that knowledge. Because there is no mukti without knowledge. There is no mukti. You have to have that knowledge. And in Bhakti Man, Lord will arrange for your guru. He will send some guru or he will send you the information. Satsang is going on there, go there. You will go there then. Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma Bhagwan Ishwaro Hari Sarvatma. Bhagwan Hari is the Sarvatma. Sarvatma means he is present in each and every being. Each and every being. Lord has said in Gita also, Aham Atma Gurakesa Sarva Bhuta Asaya Sita. I am seated in all Bhuta, all beings, not human beings, all beings, sab mein hai. Even in the ant, Lord is present there. Tasmat Bharata Sarva Atma Bhagwan Ishwaro Hari. So you should listen to the Leelas of Hari. Leela of Hari. How? Srotabhya, the first thing you should listen. Preference order is given. If these are available, follow this method. Srotabhya. Then kirtitabhyascha, then you do the kirtan. Then smartabhyascha, then you remember. Smartabhya, remembering. Why this sequence? Batao, I have already explained to you earlier. This is recap. Srotabhya means when the teacher is there, you take the full benefit of that. Because he will teach you, he will explain you, Srotabhya. When the teacher or acharya is there, take that benefit. If teacher is not there, but more devotees are there, what you should do? Kirtan. You should do kirtan. Devotees are not there, I am alone. Teacher is not there, devotees are not there. Then, Smartabhya, remember Lord. So what is the principle behind all this? येन केन प्रकारेण मनः कृष्ण निवास एक बाय एनी मीन्स यू टेक योर माइंड टुवर्ड द व्हेन आचार्य और टीचर इज देयर व्हाट विल टॉक ही विल नॉट टॉक अबाउट द वर्ल्डली थिंग्स ही विल टॉक अबाउट द कृष्णा ओनली इफ ही इज नॉट देयर देन ऑल द डिवोटीज आर डूइंग द कीर्तन ऑफ होम अगेन लॉर्ड कृष्णा. If devotees are not there, if you are alone, you are doing the japa of remembering the Lord. See, in all three ways what you are doing. Somehow you are putting your mind toward. Ab batao, hamara man kahan hai abhi? World ke andar jata hai na? Only 1 hour in 1 week, 24 into 7, that comes to 168 hours mein we give only 1 hour to the Lord. Find out the ratio. 1 hour. Toh man kahan hai? 160 and 7 hours it is in Nidra and Arth Uparjanam. So development will be, is it not lopsided development? Worldly things will be more. You will be successful in accumulating lot of things. Worldly things. And the punya of remembering the Lord, that side is not developed.
Etavan sankha yogya bham swadharma parnishtaya janma labha para pumsan ante narayan smriti. Ante narayan smriti in all three marga. What are those three marga? Sankhya marga, gyan marga, yoga bhyam. Bhakti marga, swadharma parnishtaya means according to your dharma you are doing actions. So in the karma marga also, in all three marga, janma labha para pumsam ante narayan smriti. Ante narayan smriti is to be, must come. The secret is that at the time of death, the name of the Lord should come in your mind. Ante Narayan Smriti. Only this much is secret. And it can be proved also. How?
I was just going to say, Gandhiji said, Ante Narayan
Smriti. Ante Narayan Smriti. Because he practiced whole life, he practiced that. That is why he could say. And the last thought is the governing thought. Last thought is the governing. Why last thought is the governing? You all have come here thinking that you will go back home. Is it not so? But jaane ke time, if you remember, I have to pick up a bread. Will you go home or you will go to the shop? You will go to the shop. So the last thought determines your journey. So if you say, Hey Ram, that is the last thought. Where will you reach? So for that last thought you have to have practiced the whole life. Unless you practice it, it will never happen. Everybody knows the last moment, Bhagwan ka naam lena hai. And Mahatma makes lot of stories. A business man is dying and his sons are all standing. Then he says, who is there in the shop or who is there in the business? Office mein kaun gaya?
Ramu Shamu,
everybody is there, kya hai? Antasmriti kya? He is thinking about his business also. Because whole life he has done that.
Prayan munyo rajan nipritam vidhi sedhata nurganna saramante sas गुणानुकेतन हरे प्रायण मुनि, प्रायण मैंने मोस्ट ऑफ द मुनि राजन निवृत्ता विधि निषेद, दे आर निवृत्त, निवृत्त में दे आर विड्रॉन फ्रॉम द वर्ल्ड, दे आर नॉट प्रवृत्त, प्रवृत्त मीन्स यू आर एंगेज इन द वर्ल्ड, प्रवृत्त निवृत्त, दे आर निवृत्त विधि सेधता, देर इज नो विधि निषेध फॉर दैट, विधि निषेध फॉर द सच पीपुल, फॉर ए रियलाइज पर्सन देर इज नो डूज एंड डोंट्स. वाई रियलाइज पर्सन मीन्स वॉट, दैट आई एम ब्रह्मन एंड ब्रह्मन इज कर्ता और अकर्ता, अकर्ता. सो फॉर एन अकर्ता टू डू और नॉट टू डू डजेंट मैटर, कुछ नहीं, नो विधि निषेध. निर्गुण स्था दे आर इन द निर्गुण निराकार ब्रह्मन स्था रमनते स्म गुणानुकेतन हरे, बट दे रेबल इन द कथा ऑफ द हरि, दे लाइक इट. इदम भागवतम नाम पुराना ब्रह्म संवितम, बोले दिस भागवत पुराण इज इक्वल टू वेदा. हाउ मेनी वेदा चल दिया, फोर, व्हाट आर द ऋग यजुर् साम एंड अथर्व वेदा, व्हाट इज द सब्जेक्ट मैटर ऑफ वेदा, धर्म एंड ब्रह्म, और इट इज कर्मकांड उपासना कांड एंड ज्ञान कांड, और यू कैन से कर्मकांड मोर डिविजन, मंत्र भाग द रिचुअल पार्ट, देन उपासना एंड क्या हुआ, ठीक है ना, बेसिकली इट इज धर्म एंड ब्रह्मन. वेदाज दे टॉक अबाउट अतीन्द्रिय विषय, अतीन्द्रिय विषय एनीथिंग विच वी कैन नॉट परसीव विथ आवर ऑर्गन्स ऑफ परसेप्शन, दोज आर डिस्कस इन वेदाज. ब्रह्म वी कैन नेवर परसीव विथ आवर ऑर्गन्स ऑफ परसेप्शन, इट इज अतीन्द्रिय विषय, द सब्जेक्ट मैटर इज बियॉन्ड आवर ऑर्गन्स ऑफ परसेप्शन. धर्म ऑल्सो इज ऑल्सो बियॉन्ड आवर परसेप्शन. सो धर्म एंड ब्रह्म दोज आर द सब्जेक्ट मैटर ब्रॉडली स्पीकिंग, धर्म एंड ब्रह्म इज द सब्जेक्ट मैटर ऑफ वेदास. फ्रॉम अनदर एंगल वी कैन से इट इज कर्मकांड देन उपासना देन ज्ञान. वाई कर्मकांड फर्स्ट, कर्मकांड इज फॉर प्यूरिफिकेशन ऑफ योर माइंड. Whatever is said in the Vedas, you have to act accordingly. Karmakand. What is there in Karmakand?
Rituals.
All rituals. What we do in the rituals? We give oblation to Lord and we say, Na idam mama. This is not for me. This is for you. अभी हमारे एक्शन किसके लिए होते हैं, इज इट फॉर द लॉर्ड और इज इट फॉर आवर ओन सेल्फ, दिस इज द डिफरेंस. इन कर्मकांड ओनली दिस मच इज द डिफरेंस, दैट इट इज फॉर द हैप्पीनेस ऑफ द लॉर्ड. सो वॉट एवर एक्शन वी आर डूइंग नाउ, वी डोंट हैव टू डू द रिचुअल, प्रायर रिचुअल इज नॉट रिक्वायर्ड. वॉट वी हैव टू डू, वॉट एवर एक्शन वी आर डूइंग होल डे, वी हैव टू डू इट फॉर द हैप्पीनेस. You don't have to change your profession, or you don't have to take your puja utensils to office and whole day you are doing puja. No, 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 nothing. Whatever you are doing, do the same thing, but keep a software fitted here that all my actions are for the happiness of the Lord. If I am cooking, then I am cooking it for the happiness of the Lord. I am sweeping the floor, I am cleaning my house, I am taking bath, I am brushing my teeth for the happiness of the Lord. Good. Idam Bhagavatam Naam Puranam Brahma Samhitam is equal to Veda. Adhitvan Dwapar Adav, I studied this Bhagavatam. Sukadev is saying that I studied this Bhagavatam also. When? Dwapar Adav, at the end of the Dwapar Yuga. From whom? Pitu, from my father. What is his name? Dvaipayan. I studied from my father, Dvaipayan. From Ved Vyas. Parinishtatopi Nairgurne Uttam Sloka Lileha Grihita Cheta Rajarse Akhyanam Yaditaman. Oh Rajarse, I am establishing the Nirgun Nirakar Brahma. But the moment I started hearing the Uttam Sloka, the good Sloka of this Bhagavat, my mind was attracted to that. Grihit Cheta Rajasi Akhyanam Yadhitvam, that is why I studied it. Tadaham, now what I will do? I will recite the same. Te abhi dhyasyami mahapaurusiki bhavan yasradata masu syamukande mati sati. Now I will tell you whatever I listened from my father, I will tell you the same thing. By listening, what will happen? Well, your mind will also get absorbed in the Lord Mukunde Mati. If you listen to Bhagavad Katha, then your mind will also absorb. How? How Lord enters into your heart?
Purifying the heart.
How He enters?
Purifying.
He enters. When you listen to Bhagavad Katha, you are listening to the Leela of Bhagavan, and Lord enters through your ear and gets seated in your heart. This we have already discussed in Canto 1. How He enters in your heart. Etan nirvijnamananam icchatam akato bhayam yoginam nirpam nirnitam hare nam anukirtanam. Those who are, want to come out of this samsara, or those who have got the moksha, they all know one thing, that is that nirnitam hare nam anukirtanam. Yogi nam nirnitam. They all, nirnit karam means decided. They all have decided that one thing is common in all. What is that? Hare nam anukirtanam. The japa of Hari is the common. Even in all religion you will find this mala, rosary is there in every day. The nam japa is very important. Kim pramatasya bahubi parochreyaya nahari varam muhurtam viditam ghatet sriyase yata. Or a negligent, long life slips away unnoticed. For a negligent, for an ignorant, our life also has slipped away. 40 years, 50 years, all gone. All waste. Kuch nahi aaya haath mein. All waste. Then he said, Param muhurtam vidam ghate sriyase. But if you give 1 hour to the Lord, that is still better than anything else. Why so? Khatvango nam raja rasid gyatavet yatamihayusa muhurtat sarva utsrijya gatvan bhayam harim. Khatvango nam raja. He gives an example. By listening to the katha and all that, Khatvango raja, one ghadi the people decide, interpret it in different way. Some say 1 hour, some say it is 2.5 hours or 3 hours. So one ghati, only this much is sufficient to know the knowledge, that's all. But if you are prepared, Parikshit was prepared. The moment he came to know that his death is approaching, he left the kingdom and went to the Ganga Tat immediately. Suppose somebody comes and tells you, death is coming tomorrow, what will you do? You will run to the bank and transfer your account, go to the lawyer, write my will, ye karo, wo karo, this and that, kata. Tab apyatari karoyabram saptaham jivita vidhi upakalpa chata sarvam tavat samparekyam. Tab api tari karoyabram, oh Parikshit, you have got 7 days. Bahut time hai, 7 days. You have got 7 days. Karo saptaham jivita vidhi, you know that you will live here for 7 days. Upakalpa, accomplish whatever you want to do. Tat sarvam tavat yat samparayakam. Whatever you want to accomplish, you accomplish. That means Sukhdev is assuring that you can attain it. You try for it. So when the death is approaching, what you should do? It is said, antakale tu purusa agate gat sadvasa छिंद्यात असंग शस्त्रेन स्पृहाम देहनु ये चेतम अंत काले तब आगते वेन द अंत काल इज कमिंग आगते. I am again and again emphasizing, giving emphasis that we are in the apakshiyate and the vinashyati is coming. If you have crossed 40, apakshiyate has started, number one. And the last topic is, when that vinashyati will come, we don't know. But you have crossed 5 stations, that is sure. Asti is over. जायते बर्थ इज ओवर, वर्धते इज ओवर, विपरीत मते मैच्योरिटी इज ओवर. इफ यू क्रॉस 40 अपचियते हैज स्टार्टेड. अंत काले ते पुरुष आगते कत्सा छिंद्यात असंग शस्त्रेन. Well, and now you should cut your all sangata, all your attachments. And this also you have to understand very clearly. Asanga sastrena chitva means what? Does this mean that I should leave my family, go to the Himalaya? No. Asanga sastrena means that you do not be dependent on any person, any being, any object, that this will give me happiness. This is my source of happiness. You will stay in your family with your bank balance and the comfort of house, everything will be there. But don't think that the family, your body or your all property, they are the source of your happiness. That is asanga sastrena dridena chitva. Cut it. Spriham dehenu cheyetama. Then you withdraw from your deha also. And all relatives who are attached, who are related to this body, all our relations are through this body only. Brother, sister, everybody related to this body. Asanga sastrena dridena chitva. Not running away. But knowing in the mind that they are not the source of my happiness. I am not dependent on them for my happiness. That is to be understood. Then what is to be done? Grihat prabhrajito dhira punya tirtha jalalupta. Grihat prabhrajito. Come out of the home. And then go to the punya tirtha. Like Parikshit left his home. The moment he came to know that my death is approaching, left the home and went to on the tat of, on the banks of river Ganges. Suchau bhavikta asino vidivat kalpita asane. Then purify yourself, take a dip in the tirthasthan. Then vivaktasthan, vivakta means solitary place. Vivaktasthane, you sit down and meditate. Vidivat kalpita asane. According to whatever the scripture has said, the full detail of meditation is given in chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita. Lord has given you even the minute details about your asana also, your food also. Everything in detail is written in chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita. Abhyaset mansa suddham trivida brahmakaram param. Then after that you practice chanting of Om Upasana, Trivida Brahmacharam Param. And in the Om there are 3 syllables. What are those? Anma. A-Um. Once you start chanting Om Upasana, immediately you will not come to know, but you will find that the O will start, the vibration will be at the navel state. U vibration you will feel it at here, in the heart. And Ma you will find at the head. So you start doing the Om Upasana. And I also mentioned that according to the stress given on A, U, Ma, the result will be different. If you are giving more stress on the A, then U and Ma, suppose you take 60 seconds to chant Om. out of which you give 40 seconds to O, U and Mo, 10 seconds, 10 seconds. So you will get one result. If you give only 10 seconds to O, 40 seconds to U and 10 seconds to Mo, result will be different. If you give only 10 seconds to O, 10 seconds to U and 40 seconds to Mo, result will be different.
So what's the correct one, Uncle?
If you want these three result, I will tell you the result also.
Yes.
If you want, or otherwise it should be equidistance.
Yeah.
Equidistance. 20, 20, 20.
Yeah.
You see, if you do the O upasana, then your sarvan kaman will be fulfilled.
Exactly.
All your desires will be fulfilled. Do you want that all desires to be fulfilled?
That is
O. Then Adishta Bhakti, you become first among all the Mahapurus. Adishta Bhakti. If you give more emphasis to U, you become sum to all, equal to all, sum. And your descendant will become Brahmaved. Your spiritual knowledge will grow, heighten your spiritual knowledge. U. If you do the Mahupasana, you will come to know the nature of the world and also the nature of Brahman.
All Muni Rishis, they give a more emphasis to M.
Om should be equal.
But Ma should be.
All Muni Rishis, if your mind is lifted, then you
can. Sadhana, you cannot belong it
Mano yachet jitswasa brahma bija abhismaran. Mano yachet jitswasa. Your mind should be absorbed there. You must. Jitswasa means the prana, you have controlled your breath also. And abhismaran, brahma bija. Don't forget about this Om now. What we do when we do the japa?
Think about something else.
We are thinking something else. But here it says that don't forget the Om. Then niyachet visayo gachan manasa buddhi sarithi. Withdraw your senses from the objects. Sense object, withdraw. And put your mind absorbed in that with the help of your intellect. Intellect is a sarthi. Sarthi means intellect is superior than your mind. The difference between mind and intellect we have studied in tattva-bodha. Sankalpa vikalpa mana. You have not studied tattva-bodha, you don't know.
Sankalpa vikalpa atmaka mana nischayatmika buddhi.
Nischayatmika buddhi. When you take a decision, then we say it is the intellect part. The moment you are thinking sankalpa vikalpa atmaka, whether I will go to the satsang, bhagavad class, I will go or not go. You are still thinking mana. Then you decided, no, I am going. It's called buddhi, nischayatmaka buddhi. So your mind should be under the control or the guidance of intellect always. Aisa rehta hai kya aapka mind? Is it under the control of intellect or is it under the control? Mind is the officer. Mind is your controller. In the most of the cases, it is said 95% of people are mind driven.
Sometimes when you go shopping,
you have to buy. When you come back home, then you say, oh, what a fool. Mana karma vinishittam subharte dharye dhara. And that mind should not act according to the vasanas. Actually, according to the vasana, mind acts in the world. But when you are sitting on that meditation seat, that your mind should not work according to that. Tat ekavayam dhyayet vyuchinena chetasa mano nirvisham yukta tata kinchim nasmare. Then start meditating on the Lord. One limb of the Lord. We have already studied earlier, or it will come later also, how to meditate. You start seeing the feet of the Lord and slowly you go up and all come down also up to the feet. Then slowly you fix your gaze on one limb of the Lord. and don't think anything. Mano nirvesam yukta tata kinchim nasmaret. At that time in the mind there is no other visaya. Other visaya means we are not thinking of anything else except the Lord and that limb of the Lord. That's all. Kinchit nasmaret. After that don't think anything. Padam tat param Vishnu mano yatra prasiditi. That is the supreme state of Vishnu. You have reached there. Why I am doing it again? I have already done it once. Is the most important part. What is to be done at the time of death? Why death? This is to be done while living. It should be done. Now he says there can be again disturbances. So who is disturbing? Rajas tamo bhyam chiptam vimudham mana atmana yat che dharanaya dhiro hanti ya tatkritam malam. But Raja and Tama will disturb you. Rajogun will come and Tamogun come. How many gunas are there? Three. Sattagun, Rajogun and Tamogun. When the Sattagun comes, then you can meditate. But the Yogamaya will play its own tantrum. Rajogun will come, Tamogun will come. They will disturb you. Rajas Tamobhyam Chiptam Vimudham Mana Atmana. When they disturb you, yacche dharanaya dhiro hantim tatat kitamalam, then you do the dharana. There is a word called dharana. In Patanjali Yoga Sutra also you will find this word dharana. How many limbs are there in Patanjali Yoga Sutra?
Eight.
Yam niyam,
asana,
pranayam,
pratyahara,
dharana, dhyan samadhi. Dharana ke baad dhyan and samadhi, dharana. What is dharana? Desh bandha chitta se dharana. To keep the mind in a one particular area. So Raja and Tama has started disturbing you. What you should do? Try, bring it back to that again. Desh bandha. Desh means one particular area. Bandha. Usko guma pira ke vahan leke ho. Desh bandha. Again and again you do it. So this is to be done. This is the teaching of Sukhdev ji for a person who is on the verge of death or lying on the deathbed or who knows the death is approaching. Ye itna karna hai. Then after that Sukhdev ji can say that what is the qualification of the seeker, who can be successful. So it is said, jit asano jit swasa, jit asan, jit asan, sitting on one asan. When can you say that you have conquered the asan? When you can sit in one posture for 3 hours without moving even 1 millimeter. Patanjali says, then you have called yourself jit asan. Without movement, little bit. Jit swasa, you are doing the pranayam. Jit swasa, control your prana. Jit sangha, sangha means your attachment. Jit sangha means you have detached yourself. You have conquered your attachment part. Jit sangha. Jitendriya, you have controlled your all organs of perception. All your senses are under your control. Jit sangha. Sthulo bhagvate rupa mana sandhariyetan. Then you, what you do? The sthul sarir of the Lord. Sthul sarir of the Lord. Virat rupa of the Lord. You meditate on the virat rupa. And what is that virat rupa? We have already seen that. We are not going to see in detail. That patal is the feet. Then 14 loka, the head is in the swarga. Then after that, so all your veins are the rivers, all your looms are the trees. In this way, if you see the Virat Rupa and you meditate on that. This is stated in chapter number 1, and then we go to the chapter number 2. इट सेज एवं पूरा धारणा आत्मयोनि नष्टाम स्मृति प्रतिबुद्ध तुष्टा तथा संसर्जित मोह दृष्टि यथा अक्तयार प्राग व्यवसाय बुद्धि. इन अर्लियर टाइम व्हेन ब्रह्मा जी वॉज बॉर्न दैट टाइम ही डिडंट नो हाउ टू क्रिएट सो ही ऑल्सो मेडिटेटेड एंड ही केम टू नो द नॉलेज हाउ टू क्रिएट हाउ ही क्रिएटेड लास्ट टाइम दैट नॉलेज केम टू हिम by meditation, by that dharana, evam purna dharanaya, by that dharana, by doing that dharana, he came to know the previous knowledge, dharanaya. Then he says, ved kya hai, what is the ved? Sabdasi brahmane esa pantha, yan nam virdyar jayati dhirapathe, paribrahmanstatra na bindeti arthan, maya maya vasanaya asayan. Sabdasi brahmane esa pantha, sabda rasi. It is full of karmakand. Veda is full of karmakand. How to purify your mind? Or if you want swarga, if you want other loka, they have prescribed. You do this ritual, you will get this. You want putra, do the putreshti yagya. You want swarga, there is another yagya. You do that, you will get swarga also. Now here says Saptasi, the major portion of Veda, they are all the Karmakanda. And what is the Karmakanda? Karmakanda will take you to different loka. And all lokas are made of five great elements. And what is its nature, loka's nature? All are changing and perishable. So you are putting lot of effort, going to the Swarga. Then after that the Chine Punya, Martaloke Bishanti, the moment the punya is over, you come back again to this world. Start journey again. Ab batao, could you like to go to any loka? No, we are not interested in visiting all those lokas. Humko nahi chahiye. So much of effort, go there and come back again, restart again. तो इस शब्द राशि इसे परिभ्रमणस्तत्र न बिंदते अर्थान परिभ्रमण दे पुट इन डेल्यूशन न बिंदते अर्थान यू विल नेवर कट आत्मा नॉट ब्रह्मन गोइंग अप एंड डाउन इज जस्ट लाइक गोइंग टू ए मल्टी स्टोरी बिल्डिंग द गो टू द 10th फ्लोर 15th फ्लोर 36th फ्लोर कम डाउन अगेन व्हाट इज द यूज ऑफ गोइंग टू द डिफरेंट लोकेशन फिर आप Traveling in the lift again and again, up and down, elevator. It's like that. Wasting your time.
So then, Uncle Ji, remember you had told us about Satya Mukti and Krama Mukti.
It's coming.
Okay.
It's coming. It's in this chapter only. Maya, 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 Vasana, Sayan. And how you are doing this thing? Because of your Vasana. Maya, Maya. This whole thing is Maya. All 14 lokas are made by Maya. And we are traveling in this maya, up and down, up and down, up and down. Arthana. Na bindate arthan. Therefore. Atah, kabir mansu yavat artha, syat parmattu vyavasaya buddhi, siddhenya arthe nayate tatra parishram tatra samichanam. Then what you should do in this loka, when you have understood the nature of the whole loka, all traveling in these different lokas, going to Switzerland or Europe will not get Brahman. Going to different loka, you are not going to get Brahman. Jao, ao, jao, khatam. So what you should do? Even in this loka, you take only that much which is needed. Take that much only which is needed. If we do that, what will happen? आपका टाइम बच जाएगा इफ यू सेव इफ यू टेक ओनली दैट मच विच इज नीडेड देन यू विल नॉट गो ऑन सेविंग एंड कलेक्टिंग लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स यू सेव टाइम वंस यू सेव टाइम इन्वेस्ट इन द स्पिरिचुअल साइड अभी तो होल डे इज इन वेदव्यास जी ऑलरेडी सेड होल डे वी स्पेंड इन अर्निंग मनी और होम Kutumba Varnam, only for the raging family. Now you are taking only that much which is needed or nahi chahiye. no saving, like the birds. They eat and they don't save. They don't have refrigerator. तो बोला जितना चाहिए उतना ले लो, दैट्स ऑल, और उतना ही नहीं है. एंड देयर आफ्टर इट सेज, दिस इज फॉर द रियली फॉर द सन्यासीज, दिस इज व्हेन द मदर अर्थ इज अवेलेबल, व्हाट इज द यूज ऑफ बेड. देखो कितनी दूर तक दे आर थिंकिंग. दिस इज नॉट, आई एम नॉट टॉकिंग अबाउट द गृहस्थी, व्हाट द सन्यासी, दिस इज व्हेन द मदर अर्थ इज अवेलेबल, व्हाई डू यू नीड बेड. When you can help yourself with your own arms, why do you need pillows? When you can eat with your two hands, do you need any vessel?
Chamach
nahi chahiye. And the water also we used to in the school, no glass is needed. No glass is needed. And then he said, when the disha, the directions are there, you don't need even the cloth. Your disha are your clothes. But this is very difficult to practice. Only a person like Sukhdev, whose mind is already with the Brahman, he is not aware of his body, he can do that. Not even his father, Ved Vyas, could do it. Ved Vyas was wearing clothes. Sukhdev, young 16-year lad, roaming around without clothes. Then he says, Chirani, Arthur, you don't get the, this torn pieces of cloth on the road. Make your kantha from there. Are the vriksha, are the trees not giving fruits? Are the rivers not giving water? Is there no lord there who can give you? Why are you running after the rich people? Kasmat bhajanti kavayo dharma dhan durmadan dhan dhan durmadan dhan. Why are you running after the rich people? Is lord not there? People are running after the rich people, no? In this world, he said. Then he says, if you can't do this Virat Roop meditation, then you do it your inside. What is that? Kechit swadeha antar hridaya vakase pradesh matram purusam basantam chaturbhujam kanjarang sankham gadadharam dharanaya smaranti. Then you think of the Lord in your heart. Close your eyes. Think that the Lord is there. Chaturbhuj Narayan is there. Then the whole paraphernalia is given. Think what he is wearing, how is his smile, how is the ornament. Everything is detail is given. So how long should I continue to do that? Well, still sata yavan jayate paravarasmin visvare is the Sri Bhakti Yoga tavat sthiviya. Go on continuing meditating like that till you get established in that. So first meditation was said about the Virat Roop outside with the eyes open. Another meditation was suggested inside. The Lord is inside your heart. This we have already seen. Then after that it is said, Sthiram Sukham Cha Asanam Astrayati Yada Yada Jyasmiranga Lokam Kale Chate Se Manu Nasajet Prana Nichet Jitasu. Then you control your senses and all that. We all have seen all these things. And then slowly, slowly you withdraw and you reach that state. From the thousands and thousands of your vrittis, thoughts, we come to one thought. We are thinking about one limb or one part of the Lord, and slowly that will drop. And the moment that drops, that is the state. We call it Sadhya Mukti. Instant mukti ho gaya, khatam. You have reached that state. You have known. You have experienced that. But if a yogi wants krama mukti, no, 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 no. I want to travel all these seven upper lokas. That also you can do. For that, it is already stated here, ki you have to go with your mind and intellect. अष्टाधिपत्यम गुणान से निव्याप सहैव गच्छन् विथ मनस इंद्रियस्य. श्लोक नंबर 22 इट सेज दैट इन दैट केस इफ यू वांट टू गो वाय दिस राउट देन यू हैव टू गो विथ योर मन एंड योर सेंसेस विथ योर माइंड एंड सेंसेस एंड इट हैज टू बी सटल एट दैट टाइम इट बिकम्स वेरी सटल. योगेश्वर नाम गति महारंती रही त्रिलोक्या पवनांतम आत्मा योर पवन यू आर एज लाइक दैट एयर एंड यू कैन ट्रेवल इन दीज थ्री लोका भू भूआ स्व दीज थ्री लोका यू कैन ट्रेवल विथ योर माइंड एंड सेंसेस एंड यू कैन स्टे देयर फॉर वन कल्प. वन कल्प इज इक्वल टू 1000 चतुर्युगा. वन चतुर्युगा इज इक्वल टू सत्य कलयुग इज 4,32,000 ईयर्स. डबल द अमाउंट इज द्वापर. थ्री टाइम्स इज द त्रेता एंड द फोर टाइम्स इज एंड वन चतुर्युग इज इक्वल टू 43,20,000 ईयर्स इज इक्वल टू 1000. सो दैट इज द टाइम यू कैन स्टे देयर इन दीज थ्री लोकास. आफ्टर दैट डे ऑफ द ब्रह्मा जी ओवर नाइट कम्स देन दीज थ्री लोकास डिजॉल्व. भू भुआ स्वा इनका नैमित्तिक प्रलय हो गया. प्रलय हो गया देन अदर अपर फोर लोकाज आर स्टिल देयर. दे विल स्टे देयर टिल द लाइफ ऑफ ब्रह्मा जी एंड द लाइफ ऑफ ब्रह्मा इज 100 ईयर्स. सो दीज योगीज व्हेन द नैमित्तिक प्रलय हैपेंस दे देन गो टू द हायर लोका देन हायर लोका देन हायर लोका दिस विद दे ट्रेवल एंड देन आफ्टर दैट दे डिजॉल्व स्टार्ट डिजॉल्विंग. हाउ दे डिजॉल्व दे से First they will dissolve their karmendriya, their jnanendriya, they will dissolve prithvi into water. You know the sequence of five great elements? First came akas. From akas came vayu. From vayu came agni. From agni came water. From water came, then it's reverse process. Now you have to dissolve. Earth will merge into water. Water will merge into fire. Fire will merge into air. Air will merge into space. Then space will merge into Brahma. So this way he will dissolve everything. In between there is ahankar, mahatattva, prakriti, sattva, rajas and tamas. Because of the what you call the panchikaran of five great element, this five great elements have come. First it was subtle five great element, sattva, rajas and tamas, and from the tamas became grossified and became these five great elements. So from the tamas to rajas, rajas to sattva, and then whole thing goes back to the prakriti, prakriti into, so this is krama mukti. So two types of mukti you have got, sadhya mukti and krama mukti. Choice is yours. If you want to travel 100 years of Brahmaji life, millions of years, you can take that route. If you want Sadhya Mukti, instant, that route is also explained. If you want to meditate on Virat Roop, that also is stated. If you want to meditate on the Lord in your heart, that also is. So this we have studied. Now we will enter into third chapter on our next session. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamugachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Guru Yona Hari Om.
Ask about the books.
Oh, next on first, I've got an